Pot Tactical Customs and Collins, episode 47 for the week of January 15th, 2006.
Alright, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Pod Tactical, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spellcheck.
And this is Spellcheck's last episode.
My last episode, guys. I had a good time. Lots of fun, guys. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. He's still going to be in the forums, guys, so you can check it out there.
I'm not dying. I'm not dying from a terminal disease. This isn't my last day on planet Earth, I'll tell you that. Sorry, guys. At the end of the day, they got to pull my plug. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, you got other plugs.
Anyways, we've got some great customs games. Tales from the Foxhole. It's like with the voicemail shoutouts. You know, it's all coming today here on Podsocular. No need to feel down today. We got only one custom game today. Kind of sorry and sad, I know. That Mega Man 03. He says, "Hey, I have a great game for this for the map of Lockout. It's called Sword and Shoddy." I think that's it. All right, that should be enough information for you to make your own game.
Just kidding. There's the first the customs and call-in show. There's the custom.
That's our custom. There's is just it's but no seriously, it's a Slayer-based game with starting with sword and shotgun, normal shields, radar on, 5 to 8 people, kills at 45. That's pretty much it. Join us next
week. So I
hope
you guys enjoy that custom game, and so we'll see you later. And
notice this week is the custom and call-in, not the customs.
Yeah, really.
Custom. Thanks for submitting content, guys. Oh, we should have gone and looked for some stuff. I forgot about it.
Yeah, but then again, we're like asking for like all this crazy stuff right now, so maybe it's more of like that kind of deal.
So,
but we'll figure out.
It's a good game.
Nice. We'll have to try that out.
Now it's time for some Tales from the Foxhole. Why'd I do that? This isn't creepy at all. Mirage Commodes.
Why did I do the freaking wolf owl? That doesn't make any sense either.
Meh. Why'd I do a sheep? I don't know. I remember one game. This is Mirage Colloid talking here. I'm the narrator. Why am I the narrator? But Mirage Colloid says...
Why am I here? What am I doing? What planet am I on?
What is life? I'll tell you. Well, Mirage Colloid remembers one game where this one guy was completely hyper. It was a team CTF shotguns on Sanctuary. He kept repeating, "I want the flag! I want the flag! I want the flag!" That would totally wreck the enemy defense, because he would do laps around the little defensive wall and in front of the flag. He would nail anyone who got in the way. Anyone who would break down laughing. And one of ours would get an easy walk back. After the game, I asked him why he was acting, and he was still level 22. Apparently, he does something to the effect that every game, almost the same thing happens every time, he gets an easy kill, capture, and bomb arm. I guess that's not a bad strategy if it works.
Interesting strategy. Act like an idiot and get the team cracking up. Or whatever.
I want to put a banana split in my pants. And they're like, "What the heck is he talking about?" And then you just book it.
Yeah. They're like, "What? He's gone." And then they're too busy laughing.
I want to put peanut butter in my ears. What? You do that. But before we do that, Rune says, "Me and my friend were once doing a split-screen Xbox Live, and we were doing team training on him, and he was covering his back, and one of the people on the other team threw a plasma grenade and it stuck him in the head. And he was stuck. Nice. And he yelled out, 'They've got stickies,' as if he had no idea that he was stuck. Or they even had those grenades.
They've got stickies."
I was like, "Look out, man. They've got sticky grenades." Oh, crap. You already knew this information. You were withholding it from me. He was more upset that he didn't tell him.
Sticky.
Get it off me! Get it off me!
Nice. So Dr. Tom writes in saying, this is Dr. Tom. Thanks, Dr. Tom. Appreciate it. He was going to a basketball game in the area, and he passed a place called Did you read this before, Spelljack? He passed a place called the Squeecheeks Bar and Grill.
Oh, man.
Nice. They took your name, dude. He was the only one who laughed on the bus, and it got a lot of weird looks.
I would laugh. No, seriously. Dude, the word Squeecheeks?
Yeah.
Sounds like a strip club.
What the heck, man? Dude, I didn't know you were in a strip club. Nice.
I don't know. That's awesome, though.
The Squeecheeks
Bar and Grill. I'm going to search Google for that.
Yeah, right. See if you can find a picture.
No.
Nope. That'd be awesome. Dude, you should have taken a picture, Dr. Tom. If you ever go by there again, man, hook it up.
Google's telling me, did you mean the Apple Cheeks Bar and Grill?
Nope.
Apple Cheeks. That's even better.
What? So, Jude Blaine wanted to just give us the heads up that there is, like, actually a system to saying those alien names of Covenant language, like the Sangheili that we were trying to figure out before. Okay, so real quick, here's the rundown, a glossary of namage for you guys. The Sangheili is an elite. The Ungoy is a grunt. Okay, these are really hard to pronounce. The Jiral Hane, or some crap like that, is the brute. The Kig Yar is the jackal, and the Legolo is the hunter. So for all of you guys that care, which I don't know how many there are, but there you go. Have at it. Enjoy. On to Massey.
You just have to write it Massey. We're going to say it wrong.
Whatever the hell his name is.
If you write it Massey, we'll say it right.
We're just going to say your name like 47 times, 47 different ways every time you write in. He has a difficult to pronounce. Name, in case you guys didn't know that. A tale from the foxhole from Massey. Well, a couple nights ago, he was playing a Rumble training game and was excited to have some fun with his fellow pregame lobbyists. There was only one other guy when he first came in, and when he joined, he said in a game show host voice, "Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have here the so-and-so slasher, the swordmaster, Mixter Gunapone you," and somebody else joined. But what's this? Be prepared to get blown away. Here's the Rocket Man himself, Big Gambler 86. You better not go far, though, because Skater Boy 9 is going to snipe you from across the universe. But please, folks, whatever you do, do not forget those double trouble, dual winning, double mint gum super twins, Tolio and Jane Fury 7. He went on like that for like everyone in the game, and then at the end he said, "Congratulations, Big Gambler 86. You took a gamble on it, but it worked out, and you won by a nose. Skater Boy, you gave a valiant effort, but you only landed a measly second place. But hey, get the consolation prize of another free game of Rumble Training. A brand new car.
Boy. Yeah, wow. Nice.
Well, that was my best talk show voice.
I can talk super fast. I do it all the time. Apparently people can't understand what I say. See? You didn't know what I said there. You didn't know what I said.
You're absolutely right. I have no idea what you just said there. I don't think you do either.
It's my secret language. Yeah. I don't know.
Is that what they speak in the Squeecheeks Bar?
Yeah, if you know that, you can go in the back room. Ew. We got some segments in the voicemails, guys. The 206-888 Halo. I'm not going to be handling these anymore, obviously, because I'm going to be moving on. Well, not necessarily moving on, but, you know, like, just moving away from the show. Well, not necessarily moving away from the show, but you know what I mean.
Well, moving laterally.
It will not be my further duties to be doing this, so this is the last time. So, yeah, let's roll it.
Seconds of voice minutes.
Get off that door! It's going to be us again! Rock on!
JVB.
What's happening, Podtacular? It's been a long time, man. 2 weeks. You know, it was hell. Now, I'm not trying to sound G-H-E-Y or nothing, but I'm showing some love to my boys Fumo Jive and Spellcheck. Anyway, I found this artist. His name is Gunther. You spell it G-U-N-T-H-E-R. And he's like the next big thing, bro. I'm telling you. his song, Ding Dong Song, is a classic. So I'm going to play it for, you know, the rest of the guys who are in the Podtacular Clans. Because I urge you, go out and buy the CD. Okay? Show some support for Gunther. Now, the name of this song is Ding Dong Song, and I'm just going to play a little sample of it. And I know you guys are going to enjoy, so check it out. Doing it, who most probably boogin', so is Salmonator.
Giggity, giggity.
Anyway, I want to give a shout out to my boys over at www.xboxcircle.com, where they focus on all the latest and greatest news and reviews on the Xbox 360, and also my boys at www.controllerfreaks.com, where we focus on all the different systems. Yes, feel the thunder, even the Gizmondo. So look forward to a great 2006. And I'll speak to you guys later. Keep on fragging. This is JVB. Later.
Oh, you touch my ta-la-la.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jester. So here I am listening to your podcast number 42, and you know, something. Apparently, it's dogs, or you know, it sounds like tortured children in your basement or something. So I was just wondering what that was, and you know, I was pretty scared. You know. Hey.
Hey guys, this is Dirtbag Dude. Just been having a couple of weird experiences lately. I'm live. I hope you can put this on the show. The fact that when you're, like, I don't know, when you're really good past, like, level 30, all these noobs start saying, oh, you're cheating, there's no way to kill somebody with a BR and 4 shots. And, you know, I just get reported for that stuff all the time, and it really pisses me off. So I just want to let the Halo community know that there are certain things you can see when somebody's cheating. Obvious modding and, like, stuff like that, but, you know, standby is really, I don't know, it's different from lag, but all these kids think it's lag, or their standby is lag, or lag is standby, one of those two. So I just wanted to make the community aware of that fact, and if somebody kills you, and you don't know how they did it, and they don't do it again, then they were probably lucky. But if they do it consistently, and it's something that, you know, you think is total BS, I think that everybody should just start to wake up and realize that not everybody cheats. And people would just stop accusing people of cheating. They could probably find out things about the game, like no vibration, you know, different look sensitivity, and there's all reasons why people can be good and not necessarily cheat. So that's all I basically had to say. I just wanted to ask your thoughts on it and see what's going on with you on this subject and see if the community has anything to say themselves. All right, thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, what up, Podtacker? This is Vortex. It's important. We got an idea. I've been doing it for a long time, but I put it up on the forums, and there's other people doing it, but I thought we'd get it out to more people if we throw it on the show. Write your gamer tag on money with, like, a Sharpie pen so that it stays on there, and, like, the two letters of your state. And I actually wrote it on, I'm in Idaho, I actually wrote Vortex Idaho on a piece of money, and one of the guys I play with online got it in, like, Massachusetts, I think it was, as change back. So dollars are the best, but whatever you can get your hands on. Obviously, you don't want to do it too big and bold, or else they'll just trash that piece of money when it gets to a bank. But anyways, just a neat idea for gamers to unite. I think if we do this enough, we can eventually rule the world. Thanks, I'm out.
You do know defacing money is illegal, right? Yeah, just check it.
Hey, Fumo. Hey, spell check. This is Ed Rogers, and the weirdest gamer check that I have seen is Ultimate Gonorrhea. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. This is Blackjack 21 with kind of a fun custom game. It's played on Terminal, and you kind of don't need any weapons. You just have a... You can play it with, like, maybe two, like, it's kind of fun with, like, 2 to 6 guys, so you can have, you have one guy who, sits there, down on the ground on the terminal, and then, you have one guy who tries to run on the tracks, and when the guy who's marking on the ground says go, you start to run on the rails, and you see how far you can run until you get run over by the train, and whoever runs the farthest wins the game. So it's kind of a fun thing if you're getting sick and tired of playing kill stuff with your buddies after like 4 hours of a LAN party or something like that. So, yep, thanks. That's my game. Have a nice night.
Yo guys, this is Phil from the Foxhole, this is Dirtbag Dude. That's when I was playing with my boy Junior Fan, and we go into this game in team training. He pretends to be this huge noob, like, oh, how do I fire, how do I press B, and we pick up this guy who's such a big effing tool. So Junior Fan goes to him like, oh, how do I shoot? What's this kill tag that you guys talk about? I don't know how to get that. This kid was just picking it up. It was the funniest thing. He's like, oh yeah, kill is 3 to 5 kills. When he rode his tank tools in a row, and if you try hard enough, you press start, up A, and that checks your stats. And Junior Fan, knowing what that does, makes you lead the game. Junior Fan goes, well, I don't know if I have an A button on my controller. Is it by triangle? So that's my story. It's really not that funny, because you had to be there. But keep up the good work, guys. Hope to listen to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, this is Dirtbag Dude. I just want to thank you both for a great show this week. A couple things about your show. I just wanted to wish you, Spellcheck, the best of luck. And about the guy you were talking about with the Counter-Strike knife, that's FPS Doug, in case anybody wanted to know about that. Not a lot to say. I've been listening since about day one. I just sent you an email over there, so I hope you get that. About just starting a podcast up. So I just want to know what's going to be going on next, and I don't know. So just keep up the good work, and I shall check back with you guys next week and give you some information that probably you guys either forgot or didn't put in the show for some reason because you didn't know. All right, so I will talk to you guys. Thanks a lot.
Yo, Podtacular, this is Chicken Soup. 2 P's, that is. I got a custom game for you. It's called Graveyard Shift. It's played in Backwatch. It's a juggernaut game. The point of the game is all players are zombies except for the juggernaut, and the juggernaut goes into the center area, and the point for the juggernaut is to survive. Well, I love the podcast. Keep it up, and yeah.
Hey, what's up, Podtacular? This is Filthy Noob. Just calling in to leave a little voice message you can use on whatever show you want. And just want to let you guys know, right now I am peeing in the urinal at work, and I thought of you guys, so just showed you how close you are to my heart. But anyway, I just wanted to call in and let you guys know a dream I had last week about Halo. And you guys will know what I'm talking about when you play a lot before you go to sleep, and then you're dreaming and you're thinking about, like, capturing the flag or shooting somebody or whatever. But I had this dream. I was playing Capture the Flag, and it was on this map that I didn't recognize. But anyway, I got to this point where it was so close to the flag, and there was like three or four guys over there guarding it. And suddenly, I put my wrist out, and this thing shot out. It was like a metal talon, like a kind of like a lasso, but it wrapped all the way around these guys, all four of them, and it lassoed them tight, and I captured the flag. And I woke up, I was so excited about it, I told my wife about it. She was like, you're a big nerd. But anyway, just figured I'd let you guys know about that. And there's a nice little sound for you, so catch you later. Once again, this is the Filthy Noob. Later.
Hey, Podtacular. Just got done listening to episode 44. Gamertag is Sean Rai, hailing from Vegas. I was just calling to see if you guys could add it to your friends list. Let me play some of those gamer types that you talk about all the time. I don't have a huge friends list or anything. I just like to play some of them. Thanks, bye.
Evening, Podtacular, or morning, depending on where you are. It's the Hunter 1991. You know that thing you have at the very start of your customs in Collins Park book? Collins Park. Now, what I didn't know is that when I... Now, don't take it off. I'm fine with it. But I was, like, kind of... I wouldn't say drunk, but a little kooky when I said that in the middle of it. Like, I was at a school dance. And how that got on, I will never know. But I thank you for allowing this little man his little one dream. To keep on driving warthogs with frags that you will later use to kill someone because they got in front of your warthog and done scratched the paint. You guys have a good day.
All right, guys, here's our last voicemail of the week. It's not really a voicemail, it's a submission we got from G. Lewis. He did an interview with someone from the H2O clan. So without further ado, here's our last one of the week. Yeah, take it away, G. Lewis.
Hey, Podtacular, this is G. Lewis here with the interview this week. We're interviewing a pro gamer, Vinx117 from the H2O clan. Why don't you say hi, Vinx?
What's up, everybody? This is Vinx. Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself just real quick?
Well, I'm 15 years old. I live in New Jersey. I'm in a clan called H2O. I'm in the Division H2O Bravo right now with some great guys like our Overlord Mediumus and our staff Tiki and some members like Banks, Hated. We got a bunch of other great guys in there.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, you say you go to MLGs often?
Well, in the last like year, I've been getting really into the whole pro gaming thing. Just going to different MLGs, the ones that are mostly on East Coast. I went to Philly just to hang out with the clan. That was before I actually was in. And then I went to Atlanta and actually played on a team with two PMS girls and a friend of mine.
Ooh. Sweet.
Yeah, it was fun. We didn't do great, but, you know, we just had fun hanging with everybody.
Did you guys at least win a game or something?
I don't think we won because most of the time we had, like, different time schedules, so we really had to, like, try to... We didn't really have time to practice, so...
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, we tried to...
I was at Atlanta for one day, because I live in Atlanta. I was just there. I wasn't doing anything. I was just chilling. But, yeah, that's pretty cool. Let's see. You got any tips for us, people, you know, like regular gamers out there that are just trying to level up? Any certain tips that, you know, people wouldn't normally think about?
You mean, like, leveling up for, like, their ranks in the game, or...?
Yeah, I mean, like, the game is better. You got any, just, like, tips?
Just
random
keep
tips?
Keep practicing. I mean, I have friends that I practice with every day. Just practicing the game, doing MLG, just going to matchmaking, just practicing my VR and sniping, everything like that. Just keep practicing. You'll get used to it after a while, and you'll get better, for sure.
Yeah. So, this week's map for Podtacular is Ivory Tower, you know. So, you got any special tips or anything, you know, that you like to do on that map?
Well, you know the like elevator thing in the back by the sniper spawn.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when you're going up that, like, just jump on it while it's moving up, and it'll shoot you up in the air. And you know that people that camp up there, you can kill them really fast. Not many people know that, but they won't see you fly up there that fast. And also, the trees by shotgun side, you can use those to jump across. So it'll beat you faster shortcuts. You just, you know, you gotta hit them correctly and all that.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Cool. So you planning on going onto any MLGs anymore recently?
Oh, yeah. The Season 06, hopefully I'm going to be going to all the ones, most of the ones on the East Coast, like Atlanta, Philadelphia,
cool.
Washington, Nashville.
So what level are you in Halo at the moment?
My highest is a 32 in Team Slayer. I mean, yeah. I don't really care about my level, but...
You don't really play matchmaking that much, do you?
Oh, I play matchmaking all the time. It's just like, I don't really touch Slayer anymore. I just go in for fun. If I lose my level, whatever. It's not, doesn't mean I've been bad at the game or anything. It's just, I didn't do anything right in the game.
Cool. So is there any other tips you want to give us real quick before we leave?
Just keep practicing, guys. Just have fun with the games. You don't have to always be good at to have fun. I mean, I do have bad days all the time, and I do horrible, but it's like whatever, you know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Thanks for being with us today here at Podtacular.
Yep.
And I guess we'll try to get more interviews out with you guys later.
Right.
This is Julius. Peace.
Yeah.
Say what? I came back to life for this.
Be part of the show. Email your segments at podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh, ooh, roadkill.
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO.
Yeah, so, 206-888-HALO. Yeah.
Spells like no, the last spell check.
No, but seriously, so if you want to send us a voicemail, it's 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
Yeah.
That's right. And as usual, we got some shout-outs to big thanks to Freak in a Box.
Greatest ever.
That's a great job. Totally appreciate it. Right on. And also one to Sniper Evo 86. Shout-out from Phantom Get. Month. And to wrap it on up, guys, send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, Halo 3 wish lists, and MP3 segments, and whatever
your
else
face
you got hanging around your house. Over to podtacular@gmail.com. And or call our voicemail line at 206-888-HALO, of course. And, wow, man, here we are.
Oh,
this is
I guess.
The end of Belichick on Podtacular.
Well, it's been great, guys. I had a lot of fun getting to know Fumo Jive, getting to know all the people who've had guest hosts, getting to know Salmonator and his crazy Canadian ways. it's been good.
Crazy,
but this is not the end of me. This is just the end of me on the show. End of me mindlessly ranting about why people can't spell, especially my name. But, no, seriously, I've had a blast, and, you know, thanks for letting me be a part of the show, Foo. It's been a good time.
Right on, brother. You're awesome, man. It's gonna be a bummer to see you go, but, yeah, we've had some good times here, and it's been very cool. So, gonna miss you.
Gonna miss you too, man.
Wish you well.
Wish you well.
Right on. All right, guys, well, that brings us to the end. Next episode coming up is going to be Podtacular Update Show, where we talk about the latest goings-on in the Podtacular community, talk about the Halo community, talk about Halo 3 stuff, all kinds of crazy things. So check till then. I am Fumo Jive.
I am Spellcheck.
Later.
Email all your noobish applications for co-host at FumoJive@gmail.com.
You're going to get swarmed.
Thanks, dude.
Nice.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Later.
There's only one thing left to say. Da 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 da